Hello and welcome to Pets Plus Us, a weekly program of information and stories about the companions in our lives, our pets. I'm Mary DeFranco, your host for Pets Plus Us. Coming up this half hour, cats and rabbits. We'll learn about responsible rabbit parenting and we'll get a little glimpse into how cats think. Let's start with this from Lollipop Farm. Lollipop Farm, the Humane Society of Greater Rochester in upstate New York, is often called upon to help in rehoming large numbers of rescued animals. They have an important message about pet rabbits. On March 15, 2018, they reported on their website, Lollipop Farm assists in large-scale rabbit transport. In mid-February, Lollipop Farm was contacted by a national rabbit rescue about a shockingly large number of rabbits in the Las Vegas area who were in need of our help. Sadly, due to a largely transient population, Vegas is notorious dumping ground for unwanted rabbits. Some of these dumping grounds can be home to upwards of 500 homeless rabbits at any point in time. Over 120 bunnies were saved from the inhumane conditions by rescues in the area. And when Lollipop Farm was asked to help with rehoming, we took on the challenge. With the help of a number of rescue organizations, including Peaceable Kingdom's Rabbit Program, the Bunderground Railroad, Willie's Bunny Love, and the House Rabbit Society, 21 of the Vegas rabbits made their way across the country to Lollipop Farm. Juniper, Dash, Ruffles, Shadow, and 10 other adult rabbits, plus 5 very young baby rabbits, arrived in mid-February, all eagerly awaiting their much-deserved shot at a happy home. Juniper, one of the rabbits rescued from Las Vegas, was adopted last week. Again, this was March of 2018. When they arrived at the shelter, the rescued rabbits were examined by our veterinary clinic team, and as they were cleared of any diseases or injuries, moved up to our small animal adoption center. Several of the rabbits have already found happy homes in the Rochester community, and there are a number of them still waiting to be adopted. Sadly, just days after the initial transport, rescuers who went back to the dumping ground scene to take more rabbits found that dozens of them had been poisoned and were deceased. The situation for abandoned rabbits in the Las Vegas area is becoming more and more dangerous, and the second transport is planned in the months to come. According to National Geographic, rabbits are the third most frequently abandoned pet in the United States, after cats and dogs. Please remember, rabbits, just like any other pet, should be spayed or neutered to prevent further overpopulation and reproducing. When you adopt a rabbit from a shelter like Lollipop Farm, your new friend will already be vet-checked, spayed or neutered, and vaccinated. If you are looking to adopt a rescued rabbit, check out the Adoptable Rabbit webpage on the Lollipop Farm website. You can learn more about Lollipop Farm, the Humane Society of Greater Rochester, their work, and how you can adopt or donate on their website at lollipop.org. And that's LOLLYPOP.org. Next, is a rabbit even the right pet for you? The Humane Society of the United States says rabbits are great, but they require a gentle touch and plenty of care. Big ears, wiggly nose, cotton tail. Who can resist a darling rabbit, especially if you have kids who are pleading for one? If you're thinking about a bunny, make sure you know about their needs. And remember that shelters and rescues often have bundles of bunnies in need of good homes. They may be small, but rabbits can have big-eared impact on your life. Here are some questions to consider before you jump on the bunny wagon. Adopt, don't shop. Small animals like rabbits are often mistreated and forced into deplorable conditions when they're bred for pet stores to sell. Look for a local rescue first when you're considering adopting a hamster or a rabbit, and skip the pet stores. Space concerns. Keeping a rabbit in a hutch outside is a big no-no, and so is relegating a bunny to the basement or garage. Plus, most cages sold in pet stores are way too small. You'll need an available area for a fairly large cage, plus at least one room in your home that has been thoroughly rabbit-proofed. Family fit. Rabbits and very young children are generally a bad mix. Rabbits require safe, gentle handling and a quiet environment. As prey animals, rabbits can be easily startled and stressed by the loud noises and fast, uncoordinated movements that are typical of excited children. You may need to wait until your kids are older before adopting a rabbit. Kids may be enthusiastic about the new bunny for the first couple of weeks, then lose interest when taking care of them interferes with their activities. If your kids are begging for bunnies now, just keep in mind other things they beg for, and remember that the pet may end up spending most of her time with you. Your kids may think they're ready for a pet, but you definitely have to be. Unexpected costs. The initial adoption fee for a rabbit may be small, but a rabbit's care costs add up quickly. In addition to veterinary costs, these are some of the startup items that new rabbit owners will need to purchase. A large cage or habitat or supplies to build your own. A water bowl or bottle. Litter boxes and litter. They do use the litter box. Chew toys. Timothy hay or other grass hay. Vegetables, Timothy hay pellets, and fruit and treats. Rabbits take time. Rabbits are crepuscular, which means they generally sleep during the day and night and are most active at dusk and dawn. Rabbits need regular interaction with you to stay socialized and happy. They also need at least an hour out of their cage each day for play and exercise. A healthy rabbit diet includes fresh vegetables every day, so you'll need to go to the grocery store at least once a week. Your rabbit's enclosure needs to be tidied up every day and cleaned thoroughly once a week. Considering the future, healthy rabbits can live over 10 years, so a rabbit may be with your family for as long as a dog would. More about rabbits from thesprucepets.com. Can domesticated rabbits survive in the wild? Thinking about Lollipop Farm and their rescue. Should I let my domestic rabbit run free? This is written by Chris McLaughlin, who says, wild rabbits have the instincts to live in the wild that domestic rabbits lack. Sometimes well-meaning pet rabbit owners will announce that they have set a rabbit free so that it can live in the wild. This person may think they are doing the right thing by letting their pet loose to live like it was so-called meant to live. The problem with this logic is that domesticated rabbits were never actually meant to live in the wild. Sadly, the rabbit likely won't be alive for very long. Domesticated rabbits and basic instincts. If your domesticated rabbit escaped his hutch, he would instinctually dig a burrow like his European ancestors. That extent is about as far as a domesticated rabbit's survival skills will go. Important instincts and physical characteristics that protect rabbits in the wild have been lost. Domesticated rabbits do not need these skills. Some basic instincts do remain. They are prey animals and continue to act as such. However, the sharp, wild abilities that are necessary for a rabbit's survival have been watered down by generations and generations of domestication. Inability to escape predators. One factor that immediately works against domesticated rabbits in the wild is their man-made coat colors. Rabbit fanciers have bred many colors and patterns into domesticated coats. These unnatural colors do not necessarily blend in with the wild and natural surroundings and make domesticated rabbits easy prey. In the wild, these animals become very easy targets and will attract every predator in the area, including hawks, foxes, owls, coyotes, raccoons, and even domestic dogs. Some domestic rabbits do wear the color of their ancestors, a grizzled brown, which will give them a slight advantage over their unnaturally colored brethren. Even with a more appropriately camouflaged coat, the domesticated variety still doesn't have the finely honed abilities to detect or escape predators that a wild rabbit does. Domestic rabbit bodies are heavier than wild rabbits, which makes them slower to escape from a predator. A pet rabbit may sense danger, but it is often too late. Even if he hops away in order to hide, he simply isn't equipped to survive on his own for very long. Wild rabbits are experts at food foraging in their natural environment, while domesticated rabbits are not, and will have a harder time finding food in the wild. In general, wild cottontail rabbits have a lifespan of about 1 year, possibly three, if they're very, very clever. And if a domestic rabbit that is set free survives for a year, it's due to sheer luck. Most people have their heart in the right place, but they aren't banking on those odds when they turn their rabbit loose. Domestic rabbits continue to be the safest, happiest, and healthiest when they are in our care. If you have a pet rabbit that you can no longer care for, the safest route is to give the pet up for adoption and not set it free outdoors. Your veterinarian, neighbors, can help you with that. Oh, and there's some more on rabbits. Rabbit housing, in case you've decided that you want to have a rabbit. The Humane Society of the United States has this. The best place for pets to live is indoors, of course, with their human families, and this applies to rabbits too. Many bunnies today live as house rabbits, roaming freely throughout the home, just like dogs and cats do. Outdoor dangers. There are several reasons rabbits shouldn't live outdoors. Domestic rabbits are different from their wild relatives, and they don't do well in extreme temperatures, especially summer heat. Even in a safe enclosure, rabbits are at risk from predators. Just the sight or smell of a predator can cause rabbits so much stress that they can suffer a heart attack and literally die of fear. Indoor digs. Whether your rabbit has free rein in your house or is confined to a rabbitat, he needs a private space where he can feel safe and comfortable. There are several different housing systems for rabbits. Whatever kind you choose, make sure you keep it clean and well-stocked with hay, water, and the other necessities that make his house a home. Cage basics. Most rabbit cages sold in pet stores are too small. Your bunny needs more than just a few square feet for his home. If your rabbit is free to roam through the house or an entire room, a small cage like this may be okay as a base of operations, but if your rabbit is in his cage for extended periods of time, you'll need a much larger place for him to live. A rabbit's cage should be a minimum of 5 times the size of the rabbit. 5 times the size of the rabbit. He should be able to completely stretch out in his cage and stand up on his hind legs without bumping his head on top of the cage. Look for larger, multi-level rabbit homes offered by some pet supply stores and specialty online realtors. These cages give your bunny a lot of room to move around. Whatever type of cage you get, make sure that the floors and resting platforms are solid. Make sure the floors and resting platforms are solid, not wire, which can hurt your rabbit's feet. Not all rabbits need a traditional cage. Another option is to use a puppy pen to contain your rabbit. As long as the pen contains the appropriate amenities, that will work just fine. DIY. If you're more of a do-it-yourselfer, you can easily build a home for your rabbit. Homemade cages are easy to make with a minimum number of tools. If you're willing to put in the time, you can build a very large, very nice cage for a fraction of the cost of purchasing one. Rabbit room. If you have a large home with many rooms, you can even devote an entire room to your rabbits. For starters, avoid flooring that's too slick for rabbit feet, like linoleum. Textured tiles usually work well and are easy to clean. Carpeting is fine, too, if your rabbits have good litter box habits and you can trust them not to chew the carpet. Replacing a regular door with a transparent door or Dutch door can allow you to keep an extra eye on your bunnies. rabbit amenities. In any home, it's important for a rabbit to have a secluded place to hide. A cardboard box with a hole cut in it will be fine, staples and tape removed for safety. Rabbits usually sleep during the day and night, becoming playful at dawn and dusk, so they may use this box as a bedroom. Also, don't forget the necessities like one or more litter boxes with litter, hay, and water, and plenty of great chew toys to keep your bunny stimulated. Let's move on to cats. From Modern Cat Magazine, How Cats Think by Tracy Tong. Cat behavior experts devoting themselves to how cats think and the emotions cats experience are helping to improve our relationships with our cats. If you've ever wondered what your cat was thinking as she gazes out the window or why she sits on your newspaper when you're trying to read, you're in good company. I find that cat owners always want to know why cats do what they do, says Michelle Nagelschneider, cat behaviorist and founder of the Cat Behavior Clinic in Portland, Oregon. They're curious for good reason. Cats have long had a reputation for being aloof, self-reliant, and mysterious. They've been domesticated for thousands of years, yet still remain enigmatic to their human companions today. Enter cat behaviorists like Michelle and Pam Johnson Bennett, a pioneer in the field of cat behavior consulting. They've helped tens of thousands of cat owners around the world understand what makes their cats tick. Ask both behaviorists and they'll tell you that the need for people in their profession is there. Pam is the author of 7 award-winning books on cat behavior and training, dubbed the Cat Bibles of Understanding Felines, and one of the most sought-after cat behavior experts in the world. Nashville-based Pam began her consulting career in New York in 1982, back when there was no such thing as a cat behavior consultant. When I started, it was lonely, and I was ridiculed. Now the field is respected, she says, which is wonderful because many cats' lives will be saved. In the past, cats were viewed as low-maintenance pets. People either adopted on a whim or got because they didn't have enough time to devote to a dog, says Pam. Cats were largely considered untrainable, which is a false notion. Pam has devoted her career to correcting. Cats can be trained. You can train them to do all the fun things that dogs do. Fetch, roll over, give me your paw. Cats are brilliant, says Pam. But first, you have to find out what the currency is for the cat. That's the key. What motivates a cat is different from what motivates a dog. Cats in love. Comparing cat and dog behavior is one of the mistakes that lead many people to believe that cats are not affectionate animals, that they don't love us, or that they are aloof, when the opposite is true. Cats show their affection differently than dogs, and they show it in many different ways, says Pam. They butt their heads up against you or lay on the paper you are reading. They'll go to where your focus is. One commonly misinterpreted sign is when a cat lays near you with its back to you, says Pam. People get offended, but cats are predators, so they need to look out on their environment. They know you're safe, so they can put their backs to you. Cats are both predator and prey, says Michelle, who has been working with cat owners around the world for 20 years. Her best-selling scientific and scholarly cited cat behavior book, The Cat Whisperer, has been published in multiple languages and is used by professionals around the world. Because cats are both predator and prey, they are extra cautious and reactive. They don't have a pack like dogs do for protection, so they have to be more cautious, she says. Growing up on a farm, Michelle spent a lot of time observing feral cats. I had all these cats to watch their natural body language, moving freely in nature where they are meant to be. And although they aren't pack animals, cats aren't as solitary as many people think. Social creatures. They hunt alone. They are solitary eaters, but they are social animals, says Pam. Still, that's no guarantee that cats will get along when placed in a household with other cats. Just as not all humans get along, cats may not be the best friends of when we make the pairing, she says. How cats feel about dogs works on a case-by-case basis. Dogs and cats don't speak the same language, says Pam. Dogs play by chasing, but cats feel like they're fighting for their lives. Pet owners need to make sure all household pets feel safe, going at the pace of the one who is most stressed out, she says. Loyalty. Once firmly established at home, cats are very loyal, says Pam, dispelling other myth that cats are not as loyal as their canine counterparts. We think a dog is more loyal because it follows us around, she says, but cats are territorial, so they don't want to go in a car with you or on vacation with you. This desire to stay put is not an indication of a lack of attachment. Anger and grudges. Force an unwilling cat into a situation and you may make him mad. Cats do feel anger. If a cat doesn't feel that he has a choice, you have to take a step back, says Pam. Humans may have the best intentions. We see a gorgeous cat and lumber on over and pick the cat up without asking it, but may end up cornering and offending the animal. Not all is lost, as cats don't hold grudges or have punitive thoughts, says Pam. Cats don't plot ways to get even. Their behavior is driven by results, and we misunderstand the cat's motivation for the behavior as retaliation. Guilt. Nor do cats experience guilt, that look you get when your cat pees on the floor and you bring the cat over and punish him isn't guilt, it's fear, says Pam. It's a miscommunication. The cat is terrified because it doesn't know how to read you. The cat only knows you're angry and responds correspondingly by shying away, a gesture often interpreted as guilt. Jealousy. Cats do get jealous, which goes back to territoriality. Unlike dogs, which have one alpha, cats have a flexible social hierarchy, Michelle says. They timeshare or take turns owning important resource locations, like food locations and water locations in their environment. Cats may feel jealous if they feel those resources to be scarce. To curb jealousy, Michelle suggests having multiple resource locations to make it easier for multiple cats to share. Joy and sadness. Like humans, cats experience joy and sadness. Cats suffer from loneliness when they aren't getting enough attention. A lot of people think cats are low maintenance, says Pam. We come home from work and check our email and make dinner and don't interact with the cat. The cat thinks, why should I greet you if you're not going to spend any time with me? Cats feel happy when they are relaxed, eating, hunting, being groomed, and getting attention, says Michelle. Providing interactive toys and puzzles and triggering your cat's prey drive a couple of times a day will make for a joyful cat. Cats in captivity get stressed from boredom, she said. Boredom is the last thing in a cat's mind as it gazes out the window. As an ambush predator, the cat is lying in wait for something, a butterfly, a bird, or a squirrel, to come within ambush distance, says Pam. That's kitty TV. They are looking for stimulation and all the action is outside. Keep in mind, though, as Michelle notes in her article for Modern Cat, How to Stop Your Cat from Urine Spray Marking, a cat that can see a neighborhood outdoor cat through the window may feel his territory is being threatened, which can lead to urine marking in your house. But as much as cats experience human-like emotions, owners should still treat them like animals in order to have a successful relationship with them. Love your cat as a member of the family, but remember, they are cats and not fur-covered children, says Pam. For her part, Michelle thinks there might be more to cats than we think. I like to think that cats are higher-thinking animals and they could be thinking more complex and interesting things than we could ever imagine, she says. Certainly, there's much more left to discover. Even after more than three decades of working with cats, Pam keeps learning and finding more to write about. That's what's fascinating about this field. Cats aren't giving up all their secrets. And finally, for our dog parents. Modern Dog Magazine has a nifty solution to yellow spots on your lawn. Just place these rocks in your dog's water dish. It actually works. The cause? Grass needs a very delicate pH balance to flourish, so a change in acidity can lead to unsightly lawn burn. Dogs offer exactly that. Due to their high-protein diet, dog pee contains nitrogen and is slightly acidic. When they relieve themselves on the same spot on the lawn over and over again, the lawn in that area will turn brown and die. Here's three tips that can help. Water your lawn. Obviously, watering the grass is always helpful, but by watering after and where your dog goes, you can help eliminate the burn. Target the areas your dog goes most and pay them special attention. You can even spot clean that area with a watering can right after they urinate to help dilute the pee and nitrogen concentration. Water your dog. A hydrated dog has a lower concentration of nitrogen in her urine, decreasing the risk of lawn burn. And there are dietary supplements out there specifically formulated to target your dog's urinary health, urinary tract health. Try Cranimals Urinary Tract Supplement. It uses cranberry extract to naturally lower urine pH and prevent recurrent UTIs. As a bonus, it can help your lawn too. As always, before trying something new or if you're not sure, it's best to check with your vet. And that will do it for this week. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. I hope you enjoyed the program. Thanks for listening. And please join me next time. And don't forget, please spay and neuter your pets. It's healthy for them and the environment. Pets Plus Us is a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. If you'd like more information about this program or to hear this program again, visit our website at wxxi.org/reachout. I'd also like to invite you to share your pet story with us by writing to us at reachout@wxxi.org.